everyone had a great Mother's Day. It is now May the 13th, 2024. We're in Luke chapter 11, reading out of the KJV, the Lord's Prayer. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, ye say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, and ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Wow, that's wild. This is the scripture on the Bible app today. And this is the next thing we had to read. Oh, that's amazing. God, you're amazing. Today, I have so many stories I could share, but I'll share those on the Invisible Boy podcast whenever I get that going. I saw a rainbow today. Mother Nature was showing out. It's interesting because God is genderless. But, well, let me take that back. I probably sounded wrong. Or our understanding of gender, even though he is referred to as Father, is like, I don't know, I need to read some commentaries on this stuff in scriptures so I don't misspeak, but like, at times, because in Proverbs it talks about Lady Wisdom, and the Holy Spirit has some feminine qualities, like about being a helper. He like, anyway. But yeah, I don't know why I went down that tangent. But yeah, God was showing out with the weather today. It was sunny, cloudy, and then it rained a little bit, and a rainbow appeared. It was beautiful. For everyone that seeketh, everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So I'm going to take a little time, and I encourage y'all, if you want to pause the podcast, take some time and pray and ask the Lord for some things. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word right here, Luke chapter 11, verse 9. You say, I say unto you, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and it shall you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that every debt be canceled financially in this physical realm, and any debt that I might be holding spiritually from my past, failed relationships, guilt, shame. I give all that to you, Lord. I just thank you for restoration and my relationships with the mother, my children, with my kids, with even my ex-wife's new husband. I pray for my future husband. I say husband. Ooh, I'm tired. Wife. Let us pray for my future wife that she be kind, sweet, considerate, patient, filled with self-control, long-suffering, and once again, understanding, slow to anger. So I just pray, God, yeah, I pray that in your perfect timing that will happen, and that I'll be ready for her, financially stable, emotionally stable, physically, health-wise stable, all that. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to order my steps. I just pray for protection. Surround me with your angels as I get prepared to go to sleep. Just thank you. Thank you for my entire family, Lord. My brother, send him a wife in your perfect time, one that loves Jesus, loves you more than anything. Same for me, a woman that loves you more than anything. And Lord, you know what we have need of before we ask. And you desire to give us the desires of our hearts. So we just thank you, Lord. I'm going to be content in all situations and circumstances. I'm going to not always be in a hurry or skip steps. I'm going to wait on you at all times. Anyone who is born, keep on waiting. Or anyone that looks like you're not going to show up, I'm going to keep on waiting. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Amen. It's also pray for this knee pain to go away, random side pains to go away. And peace of my soul, my mind. These symptoms I deal with related to bipolar, Lord, I just pray they break off in Jesus' name. I'll be healed instantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 11, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask on an egg, when he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Amen. An evil generation. Verse 14, and he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against and house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. Verse 21, when a strong man armed keepeth his place, his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that garner, gathereth not with me, scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. I was just thinking about this scripture today. Or just while I was in the shower. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came and out. We are the houses in this situation. When he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Fading, y'all. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And the men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, or double-minded, thy body also is full of darkness. Verse 35, yeah, this is a good prayer, Lord. Heavenly Father, help us. Help our eye to be single and filled with light, and rather than evil and double-minded and full of darkness. Verse 35, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, and as when the shining, bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. In a Pharisee's home or house. Verse 37. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also, but rather give alms of such things as ye have? And behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye the tithe, mint, and rue, and all manner of herbs, and Passover judgment, and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou reproachest us also. And he said, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers." Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, "I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entered in ye hindered." And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned, or missed the mark, or veered off the path, and fallen short of the glory of God, or God's perfect standard." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of the cost of that sin is death, or eternal separation from God. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrated his love toward us," or showed his love toward us, "in that while we were still yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us." Romans 10 verse 9 through 10 says that if we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will, not might be, not maybe, we will be saved. For with our hearts we believe we are now in right standing with God, and with our mouths we confess that we are now saved. Lastly, Romans 10 verse 13 says that whosoever, anybody or everybody, who calls upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved. So if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, or you've walked away from him and you would like to rededicate your life to him, you can just simply say, "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Amen."